U.S.-backed aid project in Gaza reopens after threats from Hamas. By Joel B. Polak on June 8, 2025. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, GHF, reopened on Sunday after closing for the day on Saturday due to specific threats from Hamas, which opposes the project because it undermines its control over access to aid. GHF, which is backed by the Trump administration and protected by Israel Defense Forces, IDF, soldiers, has successfully distributed roughly 10 million free meals in less than 2 weeks, despite threats from Hamas and criticism from the United Nations, UN. Hamas and the UN have, until now, controlled the flow of aid in Gaza, as the terrorist group has stolen it for its own purposes and forced Palestinians to pay for it as well. On Saturday, threats from Hamas forced GHF to close its aid sites, temporarily. A GHF spokesperson said. Hamas is the reason hundreds of thousands of hungry Gazans were not fed today. The group issued direct threats against GHF operations. These threats made it impossible to proceed today without putting innocent lives at risk. Hamas wants to return to a broken system it once controlled and exploited, diverting aid, manipulating distribution, and putting its own agenda ahead of the Palestinian people's basic needs. However, GHF will not be deterred. We remain committed to safe, secure, and independent aid delivery. We are actively adapting our operations to overcome these threats and fully intend to resume distributions without delay. On Sunday, according to a source, GHF reopened its sites, distributing over 1.6 million meals across three sites, including a new site in central Gaza. It also launched a pilot project in a new area, northern Mawasi. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, the most dramatic first 100 days in presidential history, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.